Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
A disappearing act. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
In 1942, during the height of World War II, a U.S. Navy blimp mysteriously disappeared, only to be found drifting aimlessly days later. What happened aboard the L-8 blimp remains shrouded in mystery, captivating the imagination of enthusiasts and fueling rumors of the supernatural.
Ah, yes.
We're talking about the L-8 blimp, better known as the Ghost Blimp.
I love this. I've never heard about this. I'm delighted to hear more.
On August 16th, 1942, the L.A. blimp took off from Treasure Island Naval Base in San Francisco on a routine anti-submarine patrol mission manned by two experienced naval officers, Lieutenant Ernest Cody and Ensign Charles Adams. The blimp was armed with depth charges and ready to patrol the coastline for any signs of enemy submarines. However, what followed would defy explanation and bewilder investigators for years to come. Hours after takeoff, the L-8 blimp was spotted adrift near Daly City, a few miles south of San Francisco. Aboard the vessel, there were no signs of the crew. The control car door was wide open, and the life raft and parachutes remained untouched. It seemed as though Cody and Adams had vanished into thin air. The eerie circumstances surrounding their disappearance earned the blimp its ominous moniker, the Ghost Blimp. The disappearance of the crew and strange condition of the blimp sparked a frenzy of theories and speculation. Was it sabotage? Had the crew been abducted by enemy agents? As investigators combed through the evidence, a more mundane explanation began to emerge. That theory, after this break. It was theorized that a malfunction in the blimp's engine caused Cody and Adams to attempt an emergency landing in the ocean. The open door could have been a result of their hasty evacuation. But if that were the case, what happened to the crew afterward? The Ghost Blimp's supernatural reputation grew as tales of paranormal occurrences circulated. Some claimed to have seen the blimp flying silently through the fog with an empty cockpit. Others spoke of ghostly apparitions wandering the beaches near the blimp's landing site. These eerie accounts only deepened the enigma surrounding the incident and fueling further speculation about the involvement of supernatural forces. Years later, the truth behind the Ghost Blimp would finally come to light. In 1983, retired Navy officer Charles E.D. Adams, the son of Ensign Charles Adams, received a phone call from an old acquaintance who had stumbled upon a newspaper article recounting the incident. The article provided an explanation that eluded investigators for decades. According to the article, Cody and Adams had indeed attempted an emergency landing in the ocean. However, during the descent, the tether connecting the blimp to the control car had become entangled, causing the vessel to crash. Tragically, both men lost their lives in the accident. The blimp freed from the control car, floated back to the surface, continued its eerie drift until it was discovered near Daly City.
This has just an eerie similarity to the Titanic rover that we didn't know for many days what had happened to it. And I think the mystery, a lot of the mystery is from not knowing what happened. So when things are solved, as that was, and also with the element of losing communication, I think our mind goes to lots of different places. And I think it's very perversely exciting to us as people who are ingesting this news. And it's clear that something as contemporary as what happened has been happening for many years now with many different types of vessels. And I find that very haunting in and of itself.